This is the Forex Q&A podcast. This is VP, professional Forex prop trader here in the United States, answering your user-submitted Forex trading-related questions every Monday morning. Now, if you have a Forex trading-related question that is on your mind, chances are I have already answered it somewhere in a video or a podcast episode or a blog. So look at those places first. And then if you cannot find the answer, do not ask me. Please go to the No Nonsense Forex Discord forum. Link will be provided down below in the description and in the show notes, and ask your question there. So the one piece of No Nonsense Forex that I would do differently if I could and start all over would be the email list. Didn't go the way I really wanted it to, and that's 100% on me. I had the idea to send out a really cool indicator every month or so, and then I would either forget or, like you saw happen this year when I ended up on that weird blacklist and ended up having to give out the SSL indicator, not on the email list, but actually on the videos. So I had good intentions for it, just didn't quite turn out the way I wanted to, but there will be one final send out this week on the email list. And another piece of downside to dealing with this email list is dealing with people. Most of you get it, but there is a very large handful that just don't. I get people in the contact form all the time saying, hey, can you add me to your email list? And I never, ever do this when people ask, because there's a simple sign-up form right there on nononsenseforex.com, right there on the main page. And as soon as you do, it should take you to a thank you page saying you're good to go. Pretty sure I set that up the right way. But then again, I rarely ever send anything out, so people are probably sitting there wondering if they're actually on it, which is my fault. But either way, just understand that if you signed up on the main site, you probably are on it, so you're fine. And I will be sending out something this week, so if you don't get it by this week, you will still have a couple of weeks to sign up again, and as soon as you do, the thank you page will actually have the video I send out on it. So you can just catch it that way. But a few weeks after that, I'm shutting the entire email list down, and if there's anything you missed, then you just missed it. I also get a lot of people in the contact form saying, hey, I just signed up. Can I get all the stuff you sent out before? Again, the answer is no, because most of that stuff is already on YouTube. You just don't realize it. But that was the idea. The people on the email list get it first, and then I put it on YouTube later. But almost everything I've ever sent out is already public or is about to be. But with this information in hand, please, for the love of God, stop going to the contact form and asking me about the email list, whether you're on it, can I add you to it? Now, I'm not going to do any of those things because the simple answer is just wait to see if you get something this week. And if you don't, just sign up again. And when you do, you should be able to access that video instantly. But that's all I'm going to say about that. I'll be very happy to get rid of this thing altogether. But it's just one of those things you learn when you start something new. You know, it's not all going to work. The blog worked out really well. The podcast worked out well. The YouTube channel worked out well. The email list did not. I'll take 3 out of 4. It is the Forex Q&A podcast, and episode 68's question is an old one. I saved this one for a while. This is from Brian from Fresno, California. And Brian asks, how can you say indicator trading is really best when everyone on TV is using price action? Okay, and so this is a fair question. It's a very rookie, newbie question. Those of you who have actually taken the time to go through this material and learn this process, you know, the answer here is easy. But people are always very skeptical at first. But I'm going to answer this a couple different ways, and this is going to be a little bit of a bridge between the things we were talking about for the last two podcast episodes into more Forex-related stuff. This is definitely about Forex trading, where the other two were not, but this also has some kind of entrepreneurial tie-ins to it. So the obvious answer, I think, is, and God, I don't want to toot my own horn here too much because this stuff was out there for a long time before I kind of brought it more mainstream. But until No Nonsense Forex came about, how many of you were even aware of anything outside of like the top 15 or 20 charting tools available to you? If it wasn't something that already came with your charting package, plus maybe 3 or 4 other indicators you kind of heard of on a forum somewhere, I mean, did you even know this whole other world of 10,000 plus indicators really existed? I don't think most people did, and most people still don't. And in all fairness, I think if they did, a lot of them would actually go explore that direction. But I think for the longest time, ever since Spot Forex really came about on the internet back in 1996, everyone was stuck in this cage of only X amount of tools you could actually use to chart anything. So if you see anybody on television doing anything technical analysis related, there's an extremely high chance that this is what they're using. They're using support and resistance lines. They're using moving averages. They might even use the RSI. But this is what is expected when you, those rare times you actually see technical analysis being performed on a financial news network. Also, remember this too. Most people who watch these networks have no idea how to read a chart and have even less idea of how to use technical analysis to actually determine where price is going. They never learned. Now, do you remember what chart reading was like before you learned? You were clueless. You thought it was a super hard thing to learn, for one, and then anybody that had any ability to use some of these tools in a way that would hopefully predict price in the future, you know, as far as you knew, they were an absolute expert. Maybe the show introduced them as a technical analysis expert. They have a prestigious title at a bank or a financial company you've heard of, and they wear a suit and they're on TV. Why would you not think that this person is a technical analysis expert? Then you go through this curriculum and you learn it all. You know, you learn the price action side through Baby Pips, and then you learn the indicator side through No Nonsense Forex. And then you see these people on TV, and it's a completely different experience, isn't it? Now you're just like, what the fuck? Is this guy kidding? He just drew a trend line that wiggled. He didn't even draw it straight. Now let's back up a bit. I want to break this up into a few different parts. So when it comes to Spot Forex, let's just talk about that and nothing else. But you get two different sides of it. You mostly, if you ever do see it on financial news networks, you almost always see it from a fundamental analysis side. Now, we spoke about this before. This is for people who invest in currencies going forward, which is not what most of us do. We trade, we're in and out a lot quicker, even though we trade off the daily chart. We're still in and out way quicker than these people are. So for Forex investors, fundamental analysis does have a real place. Now, that being said, what most investors want to know, and really what most traders want to know too, is where is this currency going in the future? I mean, ultimately, that's what we want, right? I mean, why would we sit there and listen to somebody talk if they weren't giving us some clue to where this thing was going to go? Now, unfortunately, a lot of these people who get interviewed that work at the FX desk at some place somewhere in the UK that sounds really nice don't give us anything. They talk in circles. Now, they do sound very educated on what they're speaking about, but that's their job. You're supposed to be educated on what you do for a living. But these interviews are normally a complete waste of everybody's time. Now, here's the rub. Once they do have somebody on there that actually does try to make a prediction, here's how you play that game. When you have them on again in the future, if their prediction was correct, and it will be 50% of the time, you know, price is either going to go up or down, you make sure to mention it because then you have added credibility. Now you've gotten the audience excited. Oh, he got the price on the pound right before. What will he say next? But then if they didn't get it right, you know, if they thought the pound was going to go to the moon and the pound ended up tanking, well, then you just say nothing. I mean, how many people watching are going to remember when you had that guy on 5 months ago? Very few. So through the magic of this manipulation, this expert, I'm doing quotation marks, always gets to be an expert. They're not very good at predicting where price is going to go. None of them are. Even these larger banks, like not the big banks, but sometimes they participate too, oddly enough. Like you can follow these Twitter accounts. I don't follow them anymore, and I don't remember who they are because I haven't followed Forex News in a very long time. But they would put out all these banks' predictions on where they thought a particular currency was going to go or what they thought the result of non-farm payrolls was going to be, things like that. And every time, half of them were right, half of them were wrong, give or take a margin of error. And it wasn't the same banks being right over and over again. So really, at the end of the day, all of these major financial institutions that went to school for a very long time, got these very prestigious, high-paying jobs that you think are so smart and great at what they do, when it comes to predicting the future of price, their guess is just that. It's a guess, and it's no better than anyone else's. Now, I don't follow financial channels too much, but I do follow the precious metals media, kind of that alternative media that I spoke about before. And these people are very, very smart as well. And they're a lot more practical in my mind than what you would see on a CNBC or a Bloomberg. You know, they will tell you things that are happening that these news channels will never, ever tell you. But here's the thing about them. They're even worse about predicting the price of where gold and silver are going. They have this magical ability to get it wrong almost every time. They're so bad. But now bringing it back to what we do, regardless of if these people are in the spot Forex industry, the metals industry, where they're being shown, who they're being interviewed by, one thing is always for sure. When they attempt to do technical analysis, it is always hilariously bad. I mean, some of these people are millionaires and became millionaires doing what they do. But as soon as it comes time to put a chart up and talk about what's going on that chart, people like me look at it and just cannot believe what we're seeing. Traders who have been through pretty much every one of my videos, do you guys notice the same thing? I mean, just how rudimentary all of it is? And it makes sense why this would be the case. Like we just said before, most people have no idea what any of this stuff is. So not only can you get away with doing very rudimentary charting, but you kind of have to. You can't sit there and confuse the viewer, especially if that viewer is in the huge, huge majority of people that never learned how to read a price chart, because we all know how it was back before we knew. Telling somebody that once price breaks below this trend line, it should go lower is much easier for those people to understand than getting up there and trying to explain your algorithm, for example. So I get it. But because almost nobody takes the time to actually learn how to do this, you can get away with just about anything. I mean, look at crypto. Look at the people who became, quote, experts at technical analysis in crypto. They're all using price levels or the 200-day moving average or some nonsense like that. And these people overnight became experts because nobody else knew how. And then they'll say ridiculous shit like, okay, as soon as Bitcoin breaks above the 10,000 level, then the bulls become in control and we can expect price to go here. Absolute bollocks. All of it. But everybody falls for it because they don't know better. So what does this have to do with you? And what does this have to do with what we've been discussing in the last two podcast episodes about securing your future down the road? Well, tell me this. What if somebody came along with an algorithm that was actually good at predicting if price was going to go up or down, and they avoided the obvious pitfall of trying to predict the future and telling people exactly where price was going to end up? At the end of the day, people just want to know if price is going up or down. If you have a future price prediction of a certain level, I'm sure that's nice, but it's not necessary. Now, if you have done the back testing and the forward testing, and you have actually put this thing into real play for a couple of years, and don't break out until you've done this, traders, but if you have that, people are going to want this information. On a daily basis, or even a weekly basis, if you were able to tell me if the price of whatever, a currency pair, a metal, a different commodity, whatever, is expected to go up or down, and you can do this at a much better consistency than 50-50, I'm not even going to care what tools you use to get there. If your algorithm is super confusing and you don't want to put it out there, you don't have to. It's the result we're after, and if you can do it better than these coin flippers can do it, I am going to want you on my team. That information is worth something to me. Now, I'm not saying me, VP. I'm saying somebody out there is going to really want this information, because most of these people out there, especially people who call themselves experts, will not be able to do the things that you can do, making yourself very marketable. Now, you don't have to be on TV or start a podcast or anything like that. That's not meant for everybody. But if you are able to put this success out there, the chances of these huge institutions coming to you because they want price predictions that actually work go way up. Whether this is to a lot of people who have a little bit of money, or even better, to maybe one or two places, such as a hedge fund, for example, who have a lot of money. Hedge funds have millions and sometimes billions of dollars, and they go out of business almost every day. If they only knew you were out there. Now, however you go about putting yourself on people's radar is up to you. But many of you have already acquired a skill that has made you better than 99% of the populace out there. So just know, if you are a one percenter and this actually does apply to you, you can use it for more than just trading. You can parlay this knowledge into even bigger things down the road. Because when it comes to predicting which way price is going to go, these experts are not experts. They are glorified coin flippers. They are 99 percenters posing as one percenters. You are an actual one percenter. You should be the expert people actually turn to. But a lot of good that does if the world doesn't know about it. So when the time comes, and do not rush this step, but when the time comes, you make sure you let the world know. Traders, get ready for a new metals trading video this week. Expect something in your inbox this week as well. If it does not get there, leave me alone. Do not email me about it. Just simply go sign up again, and it should be right there for you. And then if all that fails, hit up the Discord forum. I'm sure somebody there will have put it up. But enjoy your week, traders. Keep on building your empire. However you get there, and go get it.